cattle futures continued to gain on Tuesday. Future expectations fueled a decline in agricultural producer sentiment last month, according to the latest Ag Economy Barometer. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 3rd of February. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was at a standstill in the Southern Plains through Tuesday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Elsewhere, trade was mostly inactive on very light demand. Last week, cash fed cattle prices ended up $2 to $3 higher in the Southern Plains at $113 a hundredweight, $3 higher in the Northern Plains at $113, and $2.50 to $5 higher in the Western Corn Belt at $110 to $112.50. Dress trade was $5 to $8 higher at $178. Cattle futures extended gains on Tuesday, supported by softer corn futures, last week's stronger cash prices, and higher lean hog futures. Live cattle futures closed an average of 64 cents higher, across a range of 40 cents higher at the back to $1.10 higher in spot fed. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.21 higher. Choice boxed beef cutout value is $1.08 higher Tuesday afternoon at $236.76 a hundredweight. Select was 55 cents lower at $225.04. Corn futures closed 5 to 6 cents lower through the front three contracts and then mostly fractionally higher. Soybean futures closed 10 to 11 cents lower through the front four contracts and then mostly 2 cents lower to fractionally higher. I had results from just two trendable weekly Tuesday auctions available at press time. Steer calves weighing less than 600 pounds sold steady to $6 higher at Keensville Livestock Auction in Missouri, where there are 2,104 head. Most of the advance was at 500 to 575 pounds. Steers weighing more than 600 pounds sold mostly steady. Heifers traded mostly steady to $3 higher. And compared to 2 weeks earlier, steers weighing 500 to 750 pounds sold $8 to $10 higher at Knoxville Regional Livestock Auction in Iowa. Steers weighing 750 to 800 pounds sold firm. Heifers weighing 400 to 600 pounds sold $2 to $3 higher and then firm to $7 lower at 600 to 800 pounds. There are 1,095 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed sharply higher again Tuesday. Reportedly, much of the optimism had to do with growing investor confidence that the recent barrage against short sellers was in check. Another day higher in energy markets added support. The front six contracts of West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Futures on the CME were up an average of $2.41 in the last two sessions. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 475 points higher. The S&P 500 closed 52 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 209 points. Agricultural producer sentiment declined in January, driven by weaker expectations about the future, according to the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer. The index of current conditions declined 3 points to 199, while the index of future expectations dropped 10 points to 151. The overall Ag Economy Barometer was 7 points less month-to-month in January at 167. From October to January, the index of future expectations dropped 19%, while the index of current conditions increased 12%. According to James Mintert, the barometer's principal investigator and director of Purdue University Center for Commercial Agriculture, the ongoing strength in the current conditions index appears to be driven by the ongoing rally in crop prices, while erosion in the future expectations index seems to be motivated by longer-run concerns about policies that could impact U.S. agriculture in the future. Weakening agricultural producer expectations for the future appear to be motivated by concerns about several policy issues. For instance, confidence that the ongoing trade dispute with China will ultimately be resolved in a way that favors U.S. agriculture, declined 12 points in January to 38%. Producers are also significantly more concerned about potentially restrictive environmental policies. 83% of respondents in January expected to see more restrictive regulations from the new presidential administration. That was up from 42 points in October. Significantly more also expect higher estate taxes and income taxes over the next 5 years. Shorter term, nearly one-third of survey respondents expect improved financial performance this year than in 2020. When asked about the size of their operating loan, 17% expect their loan to increase this year. Of those, 20% said the increased loan is due to carrying over unpaid operating debt from the previous year. This implies that 3-4% of those surveyed are suffering financial stress. However, that's down from 5-6% of agricultural operations identified as suffering financial stress a year earlier. Also of note, more respondents expressed interest in following specified production practices in order to capture carbon and market the sequestration. Overall, 30% of respondents in the January survey said that they're aware of opportunities to receive a payment for capturing carbon. Among that group, 22% said they've actively engaged in discussions about receiving a carbon capture payment. This implies that 6-7% of the producers in the January survey have given consideration to contractually sequestering carbon. Finally, interest in receiving the COVID-19 vaccine quickly is trending higher. Respondents were asked if they plan to get vaccinated. Response choices were yes, as soon as possible, yes, but not right away, and no. In January, 58% said they plan to get vaccinated as soon as possible, up from 39% in December, 36% in November, and 24% in October. By the way, the Ag Economy Barometer includes a survey of 400 U.S. agricultural producers. This latest one was conducted from January 18th to the 22nd. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 3rd of February. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.